It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let us begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm also the primary cat wrangler, because here I am, sitting on the floor, trying to watch Sky Sports News, and I gotta do some kitty business, because I got a kitty sitting right here. But for some reason, today seems to be one of those days when we can't figure out how the banky works, because the cat is under the blanket right now. What are you doing under the blanket? You have to get on top of the blanket if you want to do kitty business. Do you want to do some kitty business? I got to adjust. Okay, here, how about this? Are you going to get on the kitty banky, or are you going to stay under the kitty banky? What are you doing? Come on. So, yeah. I got a cat. And I also have a very large cup of tea. I must investigate this tea further. Oh, it's delicious. Oh, it's so good. It's so yummy and delicious. I'm very happy about this. All right. So I'm sitting here waiting for... Okay, cat has figured it out. Get on there. I was waiting for my cat to figure out how to get on the blankie. Okay, now you're... Now the cat's on the blankie, but she's too far away for me to pet. What are you doing? Somebody cannot figure it out today. Sheffield United drew against Wofford. I'm sitting here watching Sky Sports News. I managed to catch up on a bunch of stuff last night. Games that I missed yesterday, I did manage to catch Bayern versus Wolfsburg. So I'm all caught up on everything. Except, wait, I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, I'm good, right? Yeah, I'm just waiting for a game to start today, and we've got plenty of time. The game doesn't start for, almost 2 hours, so we're good. We're good. Oh, and I got Men in Blazers today. Yay, hooray. Men in Blazers has been weird lately, though. Is it just me, or... Have you been watching Men in Blazers lately? Yeah, it's a little weird, isn't it? So anyway, I got the wrong remote control here. I'm happy. I'm a happy camper. I was just going to check something else. What was I going to check? Oh, yeah, down here. Oh, Pride and Prejudice is on. Oh, it doesn't start until after Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, well. Oh, well. Yeah, so I've got a game coming up later, and everything's groovy. So what are we going to do until the game comes on, Pippa? Oh, we're going to sit here and do some kitty business? Yeah, this is fun. All right, so day two of the test match that I have been trying to watch, but can't actually manage to find a live stream of it. What are you doing? Hi. What was I just talking about? football? Cricket. Yes. I've been watching lots of cricket. Oh, and that reminds me. This is Friday, isn't it? Yes, it is. That means we need to be checking for Big Bash tonight, because the Big Bash League has started. Big Bash League is an Australian T20 cricket competition that I think is great, because it is. And it has started up. Tis the season. So I need to go through some of my sports channels right now to see if I have any Big Bash tonight. I do not. Okay, that's fine. kind of angry. I want to see some live games. Oh my goodness, and here's Zlatan Ibrahimovic just walking around somewhere in L.A. Do-do-do, I'm Zlatan, I'm just walking around. Zlatan is going to transfer. Dun-dun-dun. Where is Zlatan gonna go? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. The other thing that I'm looking forward to is there's going to be... Wait, is that today? Is that today or tomorrow? Well, if it's today, we'll see it tomorrow. There's going to be a big Wayne Rooney interview. And you know how much I love Wayne Rooney. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly familiar with the name Wayne Rooney. Because I say it a lot, if no other reason. There's going to be a big interview with Wayne Rooney coming up. Because it is now January, Wayne Rooney has transferred to Derby County. That's right, Wayne Rooney's going to start playing for Derby, and he's going to be a player manager. Yeah. Do we have player managers in America for any sports? I don't think we do, do we? Football coaches can't play football. Baseball managers don't play baseball. Hockey coaches don't play hockey. They wear suits and stand in the box. Let's see, what else do we got? Basketball? Yeah, no. This is a pretty unfamiliar concept for most Americans. But I'm pretty excited about it. Good tea. And the fact that it's happening means that we'll get to see Derby County games, or at least Derby County highlights. Because Wayne Rooney. Right, Pippa? Yes. Wayne Rooney is a very significant football player from England. And he is significant because he is the all-time leading goal scorer for England. I forget what the exact count is. 252? 253? Somewhere right around there, okay? Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking 250 goals, that's not very many. No, that's just him playing for the England national team. That's not how many goals he's ever scored while in England or playing in England. No, no, no. Those are just the number of goals he has scored for a single team. The England national team. What do you think about that, Pippa? Pippa's now has to lick my fingers. Yeah, oh, give me some cake kisses. Let's hold the mic up and see if we can hear it. Oh, that's so nice. Kitty kisses for me. Oh, that's so nice. I like kitty kisses. Yeah, I love Wayne Rooney. He's awesome. And he's sort of coming to the end of his career. So he's going to Derby County, and he's going to be a manager. He's going to start his management career. So now we get to watch Wayne Rooney manage teams. And that's going to be awesome. Oh, pretty excited about it. How about you, Pippa? I don't know what Pippa thinks. So anyway, in other news, unrelated to sports because you don't care. I watched an interesting anime yesterday. I thought it was pretty good. At first I was scared. I thought, no, I don't want to watch this. But then I did. What was that called? The title in English was called Ascendance of a Bookworm. And I thought, oh, that's an interesting title. And I like books. I'm a big fan of books. And so I watched it. And it started up and it seemed like it was going to kind of be this fantasy, Middle Earth, medieval, pseudo kind of thing, right? And I'm like, okay, well, this isn't like the high school romance comedy I was hoping it would be. but let's just watch this. So I'm halfway through watching the first episode, and I realize, oh my God, no, 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 this is isekai. I have no interest in watching isekai anime. But I kept watching it. I watched the whole first episode and I thought, oh, okay, well, that was kind of okay. And it was actually kind of interesting and actually sort of very realistic. And this, that's hard to explain. Oh, it's realistic, but it's isekai. Well, yeah, but, you know, trust me. So I thought, yeah, well, I wasn't going to watch another episode. I really wasn't. I was going to look for something else. I was going to find something a little more fun, a little bit more funny, a little bit more stupid. You know me. I love high school romance farce. Just the stupider it is, the better. Because we like farce, right, Peppa? Yeah. But I did not look for something else. I thought, well, what the hell? I'll start the second episode and I'll watch it. And by the time I was halfway through the second episode, yeah, I was pretty well hooked. And the nice thing about it was that it, even though it is technically isekai, it's not overbearing. It's not one of those things where somebody's switching back from the back and forth from the fantasy world with the real world, you know. So it's not like, you know what I'm talking about. And so I thought it was good that, okay, once the main character, this girl, is in the fantasy world, okay, she's stuck there. There's no going back. Okay, so a little atypical for your isekai genre, but still. Okay, is the cat leaving? The cat is leaving. Okay. Oh, good, because my hip was just starting to hurt a little bit. Oh. So I'm going to shift. And we're got to drink some more tea. Because I like tea. Did you guys know that? Have I never mentioned that I enjoy drinking tea? Oh, it's so good. Oh, wait, I need to see Bundesliga 2. I need to see the Bundesliga 2 table to see where St. Pauli is. Oh, they're not going to show it. Those rat bastards. They went straight to Syria. Okay, whatever. I do like this tea, though. I cannot get enough. It's so delicious. Oh, I feel much more relieved. Having a weird sinus day today, too. My sinuses are going to let loose any second now. Anywho, Ascendance of a Bookworm. I ended up watching the whole thing. I got hooked. It drew me in very well. I just said, okay, yeah, now I got to hang out and see what happens. So I watched the whole thing. I liked it a lot. So if you're looking for an anime, how do I describe it? That is technically speaking isekai. This anime is about a girl who's about 5 or 6 years old. Who somehow? Oh yeah, I'm not gonna tell you. I am not going to tell you. There will be no spoilers. But it's good. If you like books, if you like making books, if you understand the importance of the written word, then this might be for you. The art was pretty good. Yeah, the production value was high enough. You know, it wasn't the greatest thing in the world, but it certainly wasn't, you know, like 80s or 90s anime. Oi, oi, oi. And I liked it. It was pretty good. All things considered, pointed out some interesting things about class differences and health care. All kinds of very interesting bits. I liked it. But maybe I shouldn't have watched it all yesterday. Because now I have nothing to watch today. What am I going to watch today? I don't know. But my brother comes into town tonight. I got football, and then by the time football's over, I'll probably go over to my parents' house to see what my brother's doing. Because my brother's supposed to be here before 8. We will see what happens. I'm excited already. Oh, and from the MCG, Australia 467. New Zealand, what was it? 4 for how many? Yeah, that's another test. Another test match I've been trying to catch. I've only seen... Oh, wait. Now here we got Big Bash results. I'm missing so much cricket. Okay, Strikers beat Stars by 5 runs. Wow, that was a close one. Scorchers got beat the other day, too. Hey, what the hell's... Anyway, enough about sports. We're not talking about sports today. We're talking about some kind of musical thing, right? So maybe we need some music. And we haven't checked in with our old buddy Justin Johnson in a while. So maybe we need to see what he's up to with his fun blues tricks and crazy techniques and stuff. So let me just push the start button. Now all we got to do is wait for 16 or 17 seconds. Yeah, because that's how start buttons work. That's how good quality digital media works. Thank you.
Yeah. I can dig it. I can dig it, Daddy-O. And he's got that weird guitar again. That it's super custom, whatever the hell that thing is. And he's using his ceramic slide. Yeah, huh. Still don't know what to think about ceramic slides. Do I need one? Do I have to get one? Don't I prefer glass for various reasons that we don't really need to get into? Maybe. What? Yahoo? I don't know. Oh, I just remembered something. Where did that go? Where did that go? I saw something last night that I had to hear. And I sort of spaced out. Here we go. Yeah. I need to pick up the pace here. I think I need a little mystery train. But I need that smooth sort of mystery train. The way Chet Atkins would do it. So, yeah, here we go. Chet Atkins and Stanley Jordan doing mystery train. Oh, my God. Let's just jump right in here. Hit it, Chet. Oh, my God. Holy crap. That was just ridiculous. Chet Atkins and Stanley Jordan and some band that I didn't immediately recognize, but that was unbelievable. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, you know, that didn't kind of have that edge that some rockabilly hits like that need to have. Well, come on. Come on. It's Uncle Chet. Oh, God. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, but now I gotta move. Ow. Somehow, I don't know, now my leg and hip is going numb. I can't sit like this any longer. Ugh. Ow, now that's starting to feel very strange. Okay, whatever. Whatever. By the way, what am I eating today? Am I supposed to eat? I gotta eat, right? Oh, I don't feel like eating. I'm tired. And I feel like going back to bed. Yeah. Maybe that's what I should be doing. I'm sitting here. I'm tired. Why am I tired? I don't know. I went to bed at a fairly reasonable hour. I'm fairly confident that I was asleep before 3 a.m. And then I woke up, and then it was real early, and my cat was doing weird stuff. And then I rolled over and went back to sleep, and then I woke up. Oh, I don't know. Was that an hour ago? More than that. All right, so why am I so tired? I don't know. Anyway, that track I was working on, that bizarre sort of weird ambient track that I was working on, I mixed down. And, yeah, it's weird. It's good. It's spooky. I kind of like it. I've only listened to it. Wait, have I listened to it more than twice? I don't think so. I don't think I've listened to it all the way through in the finished version. It's, I don't know if I want to... I'm at a strange point. This is rarely ever happens to me. In fact, I can't remember the last time it did happen to me. I don't know if the track is finished or not. Usually I know if a song that I write is done or not. But I went in with no expectations with this. And I got it to a certain point, and something is telling me to add more stuff. But there's another part of me that is telling me to leave it the way it is. You know, keep it simple. It doesn't need to be too much. You know, I'm reading too much into it. You know, it's like, this is hard to explain, but I will tend to overdo things when they don't need to be overdone, because I think, oh, this isn't enough, but other people have different opinions than I do, and so what I give them is plenty, and you'll like it. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day on a non-radio at 1930 UTC. Isn't that fun? I thought so too, but I gotta get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.